Today, the 4th of July, has me thinking about musical revolutions. Styles rise up from social change, and the United States has been an incubator for so many types of music because of our history of political upheaval. The revolutionary spirit behind the Declaration of Independence has continuously shaped our musical space. You can hear it in our own national anthem, words of defiance set to an English drinking song. What better way to invoke the Enlightenment-era ideal of liberty than to appropriate a melody of one's oppressors? Music has been there to demand answers to subsequent social injustices, and in the continuing revolutionary wars of young culture versus old, disadvantaged versus privileged, and minority versus majority, there has been no shortage of styles. The blues and jazz gave voice to marginalized blacks in the 1920s. Rock and soul rose up to protest the Vietnam War draft. Hardcore punk and hip-hop were there to serve disaffected youth in the Reagan 80s. Lead Belly and Louis Armstrong, Jimi Hendrix and Isaac Hayes, Public Enemy and Black Flag all found an audience because they defied the status quo. If you want to know what the next big thing in music will be, just look at our underserved populations and wait for the next Declaration of Independence. For KMUW, I'm Mark Foley.
And we welcome you into Musical Space. I'm Fletcher Powell here, as always, with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. And probably nothing better to start out with when we're talking about American musical revolutions than Jimi Hendrix with his Star Spangled Banner.
Yeah, happy 4th of July, Fletcher. I love this rendition. It's an example of tone painting, which is he uses sounds to mimic the words. You know, when he says the rocket's red glare and the bombs bursting in air, he's setting off bombs with his guitar. This was live at Woodstock, 1969. He was the last act at the Woodstock Festival.
From Jimi Hendrix there to Lead Belly with the Bourgeois Blues. Tell me about this song, Mark.
Yeah, I need to talk more about the blues because it's such an important form. Lead Belly was on his way to do this recording. He was, I think, on a train going to Washington, D.C. to meet Alan Lomax, who was the big musical cataloger for the Smithsonian Institution. And he was subject to so many Jim Crow laws and prejudice that he wrote this tune on the way. Washington, D.C. was pretty racist, I guess, back then. So this tune talks about that. The Bourgeois Blues by Lead Belly.
Listen here, people. Listen to me. Don't try to buy no home down in Washington, D.C. 'cause it's the bourgeois town. Town. I got a bourgeois blues, I'm gonna spend it all around. Me and my sweet wife and Miss Barnacle run all over that town. Everywhere we go to people, they would turn us down, Lord, in a bourgeois town. Ooh,
white folks in Washington, they know just how some of colored man a nickel just to see him by Lord in a bush boy town. Ooh, it's a bush boy town. I got a bush boy blues, I'm gonna spread the news all around. White Marty was standing up there. Heard a white man say, I don't want no Negroes up there. He was a bush boy man. Woo, living in a bush boy town. I got a bush boy blues, I'm gonna bed in you all around. This is the home of the brave, the land of the free. I don't want to be mistreated by no bourgeoisie, Lord, in a bush boy town. Town. I got a bush boy blues, I'm gonna spread the news all around.
So yeah, I wanted to get into jazz because that's also a really, really great way of answering social injustice. Nat Adderley's song, Work Song, it invokes a slave field holler. You know, there's this call and response form to the way they play it. It really invokes that kind of working. I think the band, especially the snare drum, it's kind of imitating maybe a sledgehammer hitting a railroad spike or something like that. Really invokes a hard work. Nat played with his brother Cannonball quite a bit, and there are a million recordings of this tune. Even Paul Butterfield Blues Band did an arrangement of this, but this is one of the originals. Nat playing with his brother Cannonball on an album, Them Dirty Blues, from 1960.
To jazz, and then on to somebody who was certainly revolutionary in his own right, James Brown.
Yeah, soul was a big part of this whole culture, and I can't think of a better example of a tune that's a declaration of independence. James Brown, I Don't Want Nobody to Give Me Nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. This is from 1969.
Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Don't give me integration, give me true communication. Don't give me sorrow, I want equal opportunity to live tomorrow. Give me schools, and give me better books, so I can read about myself and gain my truer looks. I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Do you hear me now, now? I don't want nobody. Give me nothing. Open up the door, I'll get it myself. Some of us try as hard as we can. We don't want no sympathy. We just wanna be a man.
mentioned a number of groups in the 1980s as sort of a revolt against the Ronald Reagan era.
Yeah, I can't. I've seen so many pictures of Ronald Reagan on punk album covers. It's amazing. Uh-huh. There must be hundreds, maybe thousands. So he definitely gave something for disaffected youth to rally around. This is just one example, maybe the most flagrant one. This is a band called Reagan Youth. Very, very crass. It's their title tune, Reagan Youth, from an album, Youth Anthems for the New Order, 1984.
A song that really just kind of kicks down the door. It's Public Enemy with Fight the Power.
Yeah, what can I say? They're saying it. Fight the Power, 1989.
And we'll take it out with Public Enemy and Fight the Power. Thanks as always, Mark, for being here.
Thanks, Fletcher. Happy Independence Day.
Indeed. And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Sound of the funky drummer. Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got soul. Listen, if you're missing, y'all, swinging while I'm singing. Giving what you're getting, knowing what I'm knowing, while the black band's sweating in the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want, gotta give us what we need.
Hey,
our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. 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 We got to fight the powers that be.
As the rhythm's designed to bounce with calcium, that the rhyme designed to fill your mind. Now that you realize the prize arrives, we got to pump the stuff to make you tough. From the heart, it's a start, a work of art to revolutionize, make a change, something strange.
People, people.